Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I was just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? Your opinion really matters. Now, the next question is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. But are you consider yourself a male or a female?
Do I consider myself male or female?
Yes, sir. It's only for statistical purpose only. And believe me, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence at all, sir. Okay? It's just that nowadays. Yes, sir.
I can answer that one way. I'm 81 years old, and in my world, if the plumbing's on the outside, you're a man. If the plumbing's on the inside, you're a girl.
Understood, sir. Now,
my plumbing's on the outside.
Understood, sir. And thank you very much, sir. Now, moving forward, what's the highest level? And again, just for statistical purpose only, but what's the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, sir?
2 years of college.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving forward, I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, very kind of you. Now, sir, are you a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all races, can you tell me what is your race, please?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or are you, like many people, are you not registered to vote?
No, sir. I am registered to vote, and I vote every time.
Understood. And as you may know, sir, in November the 23rd, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. And although sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting. And it, as it stands right now, how likely are you, sir, to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50? Probably not, or definitely not?
Definitely will.
Okay, almost certain. Can I record that as your answer?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day? What's your plan?
Mail.
By mail. Thank you. Now, how motivated are you, sir, to vote in the November 2023 general election on the scale from 0 to 10? With 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 5 means you are somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. Can you pick up a number for me?
I am surely motivated.
What number will that be? 10? Extremely motivated?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 5 neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold. Okay, and if you don't recognize the name or never heard of the person, let me know, okay, so we can move forward. The first one is Nick Bankston, from 0 to 10.
How warm
do you feel?
I don't know.
Okay. Understood. Never heard of it. How about Adrian Hood? Recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And how about Mr. Farhan Jetty? Recognize the name?
Who?
Farhan Jetty?
Nope, not recognizing.
Okay. How about Shannon Harding? Recognize Miss Harding? Shannon?
I remember the name, but I can't give you any information about her.
Okay. So from 1 to 5, remember. Yes, sir.
Shannon Harding is the guy that's the head of the city council here in town.
And just how do you feel? You feel very cold and unfavorable? Neither warm or cold, or you feel very warm and unfavorable? And that will be number 10. Can you pick up a number from 0 to 10?
What is unfavorable, 10?
No, very warm and favorable is 10, and very cold and unfavorable is a 0.
0.
Okay. And how about Nancy Dekauer? Recognize the name?
I do. 0.
From 0 to 10. Okay.
Yep.
And Mr. Louise Gill, recognize the name?
A little. 0.
0. Okay. And Andrew Ginter, same thing, 0 to 10.
Oh, if there's anything lower than zero, I'll do that.
Understood. So we zero, just for the record, okay? So
yeah.
Mr. Emmanuel Rainey. Recognize the name?
I don't recognize the name.
Okay. And zero. Joseph, okay, you want to give him zero? Okay. Now, how about Joseph Moto from 0 to 10?
Zero.
And the Columbus City Council in general, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 10?
One.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, next, there are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council right now, which of the following comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Now, the first one, it says, I would rather re-elect a city council so they can continue to work what they have been doing. The second one, I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go on in a new direction. First one or second one, sir?
A two.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. If the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, will you vote for Andrew Ginter or Joseph Moto?
Joseph Moto.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Joseph Moto. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankstone or Mr. Farhan Jetty? Which one would you vote for?
The last one.
Okay, Mr. Farhan Jetty. Thank you, sir. If you have no opinion or don't want to share your answer, you just let me know, okay, sir? There's no right or wrong answers. I do appreciate your patience, sir. Very kind of you. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Rainey or Adrian Hood?
Rainey.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. Now, if the November, Emmanuel Rainey. Now, if the November election, okay. Let me see this real quick. Okay, you said Rainey, Emmanuel, right? Okay, sorry, sir. How certain are you that you will be voting for Emmanuel Rainey for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. Moving on. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Dakeauer or Louise Gill?
Louise Gill.
Thank you. Oof. Okay. Now, okay, Louise Gill. Now, I'm sorry, sir. How certain are you that you will be voting for Louise Gill for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat, not too, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. Okay, thank you. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that read as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually. At a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements. At a collected rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to 270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraisal value. Now, for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. Now, the question is, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure, sir?
We don't vote on Columbus City Schools where we live.
Understood. So, just for the sake of research, If you were in the ballot, if this will appear, what would be your decision at that point, according to what I read? Oh, I just read to you.
I would vote no.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. No. Okay. Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. Okay, the next question is just for statistical purpose only. But do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong. Thank you, sir. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Okay. And are you the parent or guardian and any children under the age of 18, sir? Yes or no?
Do what, please?
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No. They're all adults.
Okay. And for whom? Yeah, I understand, sir. And believe me, it's a pleasure talking to you. 85 years old. You've seen some things. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
For who did you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Trump.
Trump, thank you. And last year, that was 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Yes, sir?
I don't tell anybody my income.
Oh, no problem, sir. But just for the sake of research, so we can move forward. Is it 44,000, 54,000, 64,000, 74, 84? Just say, I guess, 99? No. So we can finish. Yes, sir.
64.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, sir. This concludes our survey. Okay, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.